Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. As we follow the Lord our God and King, we see changes. Over time we see changes. Things happen in a greater way. And you know that God's word is true, and you learn that you can trust Him. You can believe Him. And you can take Him at His word. It's a good feeling. Your peace multiplies. Your joy multiplies. Things get better and better. They coming together. And remember, you never were limited in Him. The limitations come from the world system. All limitations come from Satan's system. He wants to hide God from man. And he set up the religious systems of the world, not just one or two, but all of them, has his influences to, it's like a dog, neutering a dog. He wants to neuter the church, keep the church from producing strong fruit. He wants us to be weak and afflicted. If he can't stop you from getting saved, he wants your life to be buffeted. And I saw a secret. Something that he's been trying to hide from man. All the problems that the enemy sends our way, they won't work. They hinder our lives from working. And the knowledge of the world hinders us from receiving what God is saying, plainly. But when, as simple as God's word is to us, the enemy is the one who tries to keep it complicated. He uses what we don't know against us. But when you follow the path of the love of God and follow the peace, you will be guided into all truth by the Holy Spirit. Our countermeasures is the Holy Spirit. And all of our countermeasures come from the Holy Spirit. The blood of Jesus made us righteous. His broken body healed us. Healed our body. By His stripes we're healed. And by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of knowledge, wisdom, counsel, might, the fear of the Lord. We're guided by the Lord. We can be guided. As we receive what the Lord is saying, our life is on the repair. Every part of it. When you have the problems is trying to suggest to you that it's too big for God. And the difference is how we focus on it. If you're focused on the problem and it's got your attention, it's just like looking at something close. The closer you are to an object, the bigger it is. In your eyes. If you take an ink pen and put it right next to your pupil, that's all you'll see. But when you back away from the problem, receiving God's word, you start seeing the problem for the lie that it is. When people aggravate you and don't do you right or say things they shouldn't, don't focus on what they're doing. It's like, back up, look at the whole person. What's going on? They're acting out. Why are they acting out? They seem like they don't like me. Why don't they like me? What are they afraid of? What is their fear? What is their pride? And you start seeing the person for what they are and what they're trying to hide by the Holy Spirit. Then you can know how to pray for them. That God may get them healed in their life. So you don't just want to heal our lives, you want to heal others too. Sometimes the way people act out, they're operating under fear, hurts, old hurts, wounds. Sometimes people that are grouchy, they've been hurt as a child. And the Lord knows them personally. He knows that situation personally. And those who are motivated to love others, he can use you to help them grow and heal up. When people heal, they don't act that way. Many women that are prostitutes now were raped as a child by somebody in their family. And the enemy has caused them to feel devalued, like they're not worth it, and angry. Many men that try to take from others, they didn't get corrected as a child. And they started stealing and it got out of hand. Their parents failed them. And some would say, is it worth it to try to help somebody that's mean? Well, we all come from a dangerous background. We were born in this world, this fallen world, and we're in it together. Everybody who believes on Jesus Christ, they become brand new creatures in Christ. Now, they're going to reap what they sow anyway. That can't be changed. Every man will reap what he sows. But if he can get corrected, he can start sowing better seeds. He can start doing better, greater things in life. He can start functioning in society and not just existing in society. Remember, everybody who believes on Jesus is part of the body of Christ. It's worth it to me to love everybody just like Jesus loved me. He didn't leave me in my condition. And I don't want to leave anyone in this fallen condition. And I know the challenges. But see, we're supplied by the strength of God, the life of God. Whenever you take them to a position and receive what God is saying, you become a countermeasure from the Holy Spirit. You. When you speak God's language, when you speak His knowledge, His wisdom, His counsel, His might, when you operate by His strength, see, we have the spirit of might. You don't have to collapse. You're going to collapse if you try to do it in your strength. Love everybody in His strength. This was the thing that I learned at my weakest moment when I was about to break down and fight somebody. I didn't want to act like that. But I didn't have any more strength. It takes the strength of God to do what's right. Your heart wants to, because you're born again, because you love Jesus. You want to from the inside. But your mind has to be renewed. It can still think like this world system. But once it's renewed, it's safe. Your body is just like a beautiful stallion, bucking, free. Does its own will. It can be bridled and tamed, and it can obey Christ just like Jesus. When I was coming up, people talked about how weak the flesh was, and they made excuses. How the flesh will never be under control. The flesh can be bridled. See, poor teaching, the enemy tried to ease bad teaching in. Jesus said the spirit is willing it, but the flesh is weak. He didn't say it had to remain that way. You can be disciplined to do God's will. The flesh can cooperate. Some people's flesh is stronger than some people's spirit. And they all love God. Because they took time and trained their bodies. If I did it, anybody can do it. I asked the Lord how to do it. I didn't even know how to do it. And that's all right if you don't know. Just ask. Ask, seek, and knock. Find out, how do I do this? It's all right. God don't care what you don't know. What are you going to do about what you don't know? You can do all things through Christ. Once God pointed me in the right direction, I started learning from the Holy Spirit how to manage my body. How to manage my mind, how to learn. Learning became much easier and better. My whole life got better and better. I learned knowledge on multiplied way over the last 30 years. And I was, you know, as a minister, when I learn something new, I usually get the chance to preach. But I learned things for years without preaching. And then when I did preach, I didn't preach the things that the Lord was teaching me. And it puzzled me. Why not? He teaches me good things, and I have to teach simple things. Well, when that's all they'll receive, then that's all you can preach. So the best knowledge, you put it on this website that goes all around the world. The Lord loves people. He's finding people that want to know Him. And this is the kind of information He's sending me. And my questions are being answered, things that I used to want to know a long time ago. I'm seeing it for what it is. I said, oh, I see. Every fallen system, hear me through it, every fallen system will not work. This isn't the first time the Lord had to do something like this. When Jesus came, and when He was baptized by John the Baptist, where was He baptized? He went out in the desert, away from the structured religious system, away from the temple, away from the priest, away from the scribes and Pharisees. He went to the temple because good people did go. And He had to fulfill scripture in the temple. He had to enter the door, sit in the only chair for the Son of God, and proclaim that this scripture in Isaiah is fulfilled, and that is. He did all that. But when He went to be baptized, He went to John the Baptist, the prophet that was on fire for God. And he wasn't cold hearted. Religious systems can be consumed to the point that they are neutered. They're sterile. They don't produce fruit anymore. People can be so wrapped up in the business of ministry that they forget about following the Holy Spirit. Many people are not following, they're barely following the Holy Spirit anymore. They're doing it their way, and God can't sanction them to the greater things. And they cause people to see God in a reduced way. But the Lord is looking for hungry souls that want to know Him, that mean business, that are mature. And He's anointing people that love God and mean business, and they are mature. And they're not afraid. They're not afraid to be different. They're not afraid to go forward. They're not afraid to live. And they're not afraid to die for what they believe in. And then they produce fruit of the same way. We always bear fruit after our time. All parents have this in common. They can see aspects of their life in their children. They know how their children think. Some parents know when their children are not telling the truth because they know how they think. They know how their wife thinks, or they know how their husband thinks, and they know how they think. And they see their children somewhere in the middle, both of them. We bear fruit after our time. They know their weaknesses, they know their fears, they know how they feel because they know themselves. But when you grow people in the Word of God, they grow beyond you and they can do greater things. And that's where it should be. If anybody grow in the Lord, they're going to do better than their parents, which is good. That's how it's supposed to be. We're supposed to ever increase. We're supposed to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. That's an ongoing situation. This is how God made all them stars out there, galaxies. He's infinite in all that He do. He's amazing. You follow Him, you're going to be amazing. The gonna love it. We grow from glory to glory. God is not ashamed of any of his children. Even those that are struggling. Even those caught up in the whirlwind of cold religion. Some people are standing throughout that mire. And some people, they can't take it anymore, but they still love God. They go to church and they hear a powerless gospel and they hear a neutered gospel. Shouldn't be such a thing, but that's what cold religion will do. That's what lukewarm living will do. Being on fire for God is loving God. It's as simple as that. It's loving the truth. It's appreciating what God has done. It's being thankful. It's as simple as that. Being on fire for God is to mean business. When I always grew, when I said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to learn this. Sometimes all I had was a concept. I had vision from the Word of God. But I didn't know how to perform it. I didn't know how to do it. And I said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to learn this. I thought of how I said, I want to be free. I don't want to feel tempted anymore. No matter what I see, I want to love God. And I said, Lord, how do I do this? How do Thurston do this? How do I do it? Everything that was a big deal to me, it may not be a big deal to others, but whatever was a big deal to me, I said, Lord, teach me how to kill this problem. And guess what? It always worked. I learned. I grew. I received concepts and insight. And it made the day. And then after that was conquered, I started working on my habit system. You know, you do things habitually. When you have to conquer your habit system, what are your habits? The good ones. I use the good ones to kill the bad ones. And there are things I'm still working on. The mind of Christ is to ever learn in him. Sometimes people get the idea, well, if you're a Christian, you're perfect. Now, you began a life of perfection. You have to learn how it works. Now, when God do a miracle, a person may not ever drink alcohol in one moment. He'll be free from alcohol or anything. Sex, drugs, it happens. That's a miracle. That's not normal. That's not the normal process. You usually have to follow God out of the situation. You have to learn and grow. When I first got saved, the enemy said, you're going to be bored. And I thought he was telling the truth because I didn't know any better. I said, I don't care. All I was used to was what I was already doing. And I didn't know what I was. I said, no, this is right. I'm going to follow God. And I asked the Lord to save me. And I promise you, I've never been bored. That's a miracle. Not for one moment since 1983, last Friday in May, that's when the day I got saved, and I hadn't been bored since. I've been bored before, but not since then. I have to think and remember what it's like to be bored. Because when I'm alone and I don't have anything to do, I pray. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. His return is soon. Be ready. I'm ready. Be ready. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.